The Theory of the Leisure Class by Thorstein Veblen. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Theory of the Leisure Class, written by Thorstein Veblen in 1899, is a groundbreaking work of economic sociology. Veblen argues that the leisure class, a social class made up of the wealthy and powerful, is the driving force behind the development of modern society. He argues that the leisure class is motivated by a desire for status and prestige, and that this desire leads them to engage in conspicuous consumption and conspicuous leisure. Veblen argues that this behavior is wasteful and inefficient, and that it has a negative effect on the rest of society. He also argues that the leisure class is largely responsible for the development of modern capitalism, and that its influence has led to a society that is increasingly unequal and unjust. Veblen's work is an important contribution to the field of economic sociology, and it has had a lasting impact on the way we think about the role of the leisure class in modern society. Veblen begins his work by examining the concept of conspicuous consumption, which he defines as the purchase of goods and services for the purpose of displaying one's wealth and status. He argues that this behavior is a result of the leisure class's desire for status and prestige, and that it is wasteful and inefficient. He also argues that this behavior has a negative effect on the rest of society, as it leads to increased inequality and injustice. Veblen then examines the concept of conspicuous leisure, which he defines as the pursuit of leisure activities for the purpose of displaying one's wealth and status. He argues that this behavior is also wasteful and inefficient, and that it has a negative effect on the rest of society. He also argues that the leisure class is largely responsible for the development of modern capitalism, and that its influence has led to a society that is increasingly unequal and unjust. Veblen then examines the concept of pecuniary emulation, which he defines as the pursuit of wealth and status for the purpose of competing with others. He argues that this behavior is a result of the leisure class's desire for status and prestige, and that it is wasteful and inefficient. He also argues that this behavior has a negative effect on the rest of society, as it leads to increased inequality and injustice. Finally, Veblen examines the concept of invidious comparison, which he defines as the comparison of one's own wealth and status to that of others. He argues that this behavior is a result of the leisure class's desire for status and prestige, and that it is wasteful and inefficient. He also argues that this behavior has a negative effect on the rest of society, as it leads to increased inequality and injustice. In conclusion, Veblen argues that the leisure class is largely responsible for the development of modern capitalism, and that its influence has led to a society that is increasingly unequal and unjust. He argues that the leisure class's pursuit of status and prestige leads to wasteful and inefficient behavior, and that this behavior has a negative effect on the rest of society. Veblen's work is an important contribution to the field of economic sociology, and it has had a lasting impact on the way we think about the role of the leisure class in modern society. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The leisure class is a social class that is characterized by its possession of wealth and its ability to live without having to work. Idea summary. Thorstein Veblen's The Theory of the Leisure Class examines the social class of people who have the means to live without having to work, and the implications of their wealth and status on society. Thorstein Veblen's The Theory of the Leisure Class examines the social class of people who have the means to live without having to work, and the implications of their wealth and status on society. Veblen argues that the leisure class is a product of the evolution of society, and that its members are characterized by their possession of wealth and their ability to live without having to work. He further argues that the leisure class has a significant influence on the economic and social structure of society, and that its members are able to use their wealth and status to gain power and influence. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is a source of economic inequality, as its members are able to use their wealth to gain access to resources and opportunities that are not available to those in lower social classes. Finally, Veblen argues that the leisure class is a source of social and cultural stagnation, as its members are not motivated to pursue innovation or progress. Main idea number two. The leisure class is driven by a desire for conspicuous consumption, which is the practice of buying and displaying expensive items to demonstrate one's wealth and status. Idea summary, Veblen argues that the leisure class is motivated by a desire for conspicuous consumption, which is the practice of buying and displaying expensive items to demonstrate one's wealth and status. Thorstein Veblen's The Theory of the Leisure Class argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for conspicuous consumption. This is the practice of buying and displaying expensive items to demonstrate one's wealth and status. Veblen argues that this behavior is a result of the leisure class need to differentiate itself from the working class. The leisure class is motivated to purchase expensive items to show that they are of a higher social class than the working class. This is done to maintain their social standing and to ensure that they are seen as superior to the working class. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is motivated by a need to show off their wealth and status. This is done by buying and displaying expensive items that are seen as symbols of wealth and status. This is done to show that the leisure class is more affluent than the working class and to demonstrate their superiority. This behavior is seen as a way to maintain their social standing and to ensure that they are seen as superior to the working class. The leisure class desire for conspicuous consumption is seen as a way to maintain their social standing and to ensure that they are seen as superior to the working class. This behavior is seen as a way to show off their wealth and status and to differentiate themselves from the working class. This is done by buying and displaying expensive items that are seen as symbols of wealth and status. This behavior is seen as a way to maintain their social standing and to ensure that they are seen as superior to the working class. Main idea number three. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary, Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number four. The leisure class is driven by a desire for status, which is the need to be seen as superior to others. Idea summary, Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for status, which is the need to be seen as superior to others, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for status, which is the need to be seen as superior to others. This desire for status is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it drives them to engage in conspicuous consumption and other activities that demonstrate their superiority. Veblen argues that this desire for status is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as conspicuous consumption, conspicuous leisure, and conspicuous waste. This desire for status is also a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as the pursuit of knowledge, the acquisition of wealth, and the display of power. Veblen argues that this desire for status is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as the pursuit of knowledge, the acquisition of wealth, and the display of power. This desire for status is also a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as the pursuit of knowledge, the acquisition of wealth, and the display of power. Furthermore, this desire for status is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as the pursuit of knowledge, the acquisition of wealth, and the display of power. Veblen argues that this desire for status is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as the pursuit of knowledge, the acquisition of wealth, and the display of power. This desire for status is also a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as the pursuit of knowledge, the acquisition of wealth, and the display of power. Furthermore, this desire for status is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as the pursuit of knowledge, the acquisition of wealth, and the display of power. Additionally, this desire for status is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it leads them to engage in activities that demonstrate their superiority, such as the pursuit of knowledge, the acquisition of wealth, and the display of power. Main idea number 5. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number 6. The leisure class is driven by a desire for power, which is the need to control and influence others. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for power, which is the need to control and influence others, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for power, which is the need to control and influence others. This desire for power is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the driving force behind their pursuit of wealth and status. Veblen argues that the leisure class is motivated by a desire to be seen as superior to others, and that this desire is expressed through the acquisition of wealth and status symbols. He further argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to be seen as powerful and influential, and that this need is expressed through the use of conspicuous consumption and the display of wealth and status symbols. Veblen argues that the leisure class is motivated by a need to be seen as powerful and influential, and that this need is expressed through the use of conspicuous consumption and the display of wealth and status symbols. He further argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to control and influence others, and that this need is expressed through the use of power and influence. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to control and influence others, and that this need is expressed through the use of power and influence. He further argues that the leisure class is motivated by a desire to be seen as superior to others, and that this desire is expressed through the acquisition of wealth and status symbols. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to be seen as powerful and influential, and that this need is expressed through the use of conspicuous consumption and the display of wealth and status symbols. He further argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire to control and influence others, and that this desire is expressed through the use of power and influence. Main idea number 7. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number 8. The leisure class is driven by a desire for prestige, which is the need to be respected and admired by others. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for prestige, which is the need to be respected and admired by others, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen's The Theory of the Leisure Class argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for prestige, which is the need to be respected and admired by others. Veblen argues that this desire for prestige is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, and that it is a driving force behind the accumulation of wealth and the pursuit of status symbols. Veblen argues that the leisure class is motivated by a desire to be seen as superior to others, and that this desire is expressed through the acquisition of material goods and the display of conspicuous consumption. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to be seen as better than others, and that this need is expressed through the pursuit of status symbols and the accumulation of wealth. Veblen argues that the leisure class is motivated by a desire to be respected and admired by others, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Main idea number 9. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number 10. The leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure, which is the need to have free time to pursue activities that are not related to work. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure, which is the need to have free time to pursue activities that are not related to work, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure, which is the need to have free time to pursue activities that are not related to work. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for the accumulation of wealth and the pursuit of status. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure, which is the need to have free time to pursue activities that are not related to work. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for the accumulation of wealth and the pursuit of status. The leisure class is also driven by a desire for status, which is the need to be seen as superior to others in terms of wealth, power, and prestige. This desire for status is also a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for the display of wealth and the pursuit of power. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure and status, which are both essential components of the functioning of the leisure class. The leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure, which is the need to have free time to pursue activities that are not related to work. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for the accumulation of wealth and the pursuit of status. The leisure class is also driven by a desire for status, which is the need to be seen as superior to others in terms of wealth, power, and prestige. This desire for status is also a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for the display of wealth and the pursuit of power. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure and status, which are both essential components of the functioning of the leisure class. The leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure, which is the need to have free time to pursue activities that are not related to work. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for the accumulation of wealth and the pursuit of status. The leisure class is also driven by a desire for status, which is the need to be seen as superior to others in terms of wealth, power, and prestige. This desire for status is also a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for the display of wealth and the pursuit of power. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for leisure and status, which are both essential components of the functioning of the leisure class. Main idea number 11. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number 12. The leisure class is driven by a desire for luxury, which is the need to have access to goods and services that are not necessary for survival. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for luxury, which is the need to have access to goods and services that are not necessary for survival, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. The leisure class is driven by a desire for luxury, which is the need to have access to goods and services that are not necessary for survival. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for the acquisition of wealth and status. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to demonstrate their wealth and status through the acquisition of luxury goods and services, and that this is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. He further argues that this desire for luxury is a major factor in the development of economic inequality, as those with more wealth and status are able to acquire more luxury goods and services than those with less. This inequality is further perpetuated by the fact that those with more wealth and status are able to pass on their wealth and status to their children, thus creating a cycle of inequality. Veblen also argues that the desire for luxury is a major factor in the development of social stratification, as those with more wealth and status are able to acquire more luxury goods and services than those with less. This stratification is further perpetuated by the fact that those with more wealth and status are able to pass on their wealth and status to their children, thus creating a cycle of inequality. This inequality is further perpetuated by the fact that those with more wealth and status are able to use their wealth and status to gain access to more resources and opportunities than those with less. The desire for luxury is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, and it is a major factor in the development of economic and social inequality. Veblen argues that this inequality is perpetuated by the fact that those with more wealth and status are able to pass on their wealth and status to their children, thus creating a cycle of inequality. He further argues that this inequality is a major factor in the development of social stratification, as those with more wealth and status are able to gain access to more resources and opportunities than those with less. Main idea number 13. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number 14. The leisure class is driven by a desire for idleness, which is the need to avoid work and labor. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for idleness, which is the need to avoid work and labor, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for idleness, which is the need to avoid work and labor. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for their pursuit of wealth and status. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for idleness, which is the need to avoid work and labor, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. This desire is manifested in the leisure class pursuit of wealth and status, as they seek to acquire the means to live a life of leisure and luxury. The leisure class is also driven by a desire to display their wealth and status, as they seek to demonstrate their superiority over others. This desire for idleness and display of wealth and status is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the primary motivation for their pursuit of wealth and status. Main idea number 15. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number 16. The leisure class is driven by a desire for emulation, which is the need to imitate the behavior and lifestyle of those who are seen as superior. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for emulation, which is the need to imitate the behavior and lifestyle of those who are seen as superior, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for emulation, which is the need to imitate the behavior and lifestyle of those who are seen as superior. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the driving force behind the accumulation of wealth and status. Veblen argues that the leisure class is motivated by a desire to outdo their peers in terms of wealth and status, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. He further argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to display their wealth and status in order to gain admiration and respect from their peers. This desire for emulation is seen as a form of competition, and it is this competition that drives the leisure class to accumulate wealth and status. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for emulation, which is the need to imitate the behavior and lifestyle of those who are seen as superior. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it is the driving force behind the accumulation of wealth and status. Veblen argues that the leisure class is motivated by a desire to outdo their peers in terms of wealth and status, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. He further argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to display their wealth and status in order to gain admiration and respect from their peers. This desire for emulation is seen as a form of competition, and it is this competition that drives the leisure class to accumulate wealth and status. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire to maintain their position of superiority, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. He argues that the leisure class is motivated by a need to maintain their status and wealth, and that this need is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. He further argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to maintain their position of superiority in order to gain admiration and respect from their peers. This desire for emulation is seen as a form of competition, and it is this competition that drives the leisure class to maintain their wealth and status. Main idea number 17. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number 18. The leisure class is driven by a desire for invidious distinction, which is the need to be seen as different and superior to others. Idea summary: Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for invidious distinction, which is the need to be seen as different and superior to others, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for invidious distinction, which is the need to be seen as different and superior to others. This desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it motivates them to engage in conspicuous consumption and other activities that demonstrate their wealth and status. Veblen argues that this desire for invidious distinction is a fundamental part of the leisure class identity, and that it is a major factor in the way that the leisure class interacts with the rest of society. He also argues that this desire for invidious distinction is a major factor in the way that the leisure class is able to maintain its power and influence in society. Veblen argues that this desire for invidious distinction is a major factor in the way that the leisure class is able to maintain its power and influence in society. He argues that the leisure class is able to use its wealth and status to gain access to resources and opportunities that are not available to the rest of society, and that this allows them to maintain their power and influence. He also argues that the leisure class is able to use its wealth and status to influence public opinion and shape public policy in ways that benefit them and maintain their power and influence. Veblen argues that this desire for invidious distinction is a major factor in the way that the leisure class is able to maintain its power and influence in society. He argues that the leisure class is able to use its wealth and status to gain access to resources and opportunities that are not available to the rest of society, and that this allows them to maintain their power and influence. He also argues that the leisure class is able to use its wealth and status to influence public opinion and shape public policy in ways that benefit them and maintain their power and influence. Main idea number 19. The leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. Idea summary. Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class, and that these values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class. Thorstein Veblen argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms are integral to the functioning of the leisure class, and include the pursuit of status and prestige, the display of wealth and luxury, and the avoidance of labor and manual work. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is characterized by its adherence to a set of values and norms that are distinct from those of the working class. These values and norms include the pursuit of leisure and pleasure, the avoidance of labor and manual work, and the display of wealth and luxury. Veblen argues that these values and norms are essential to the functioning of the leisure class, as they serve to differentiate it from the working class and to maintain its privileged position in society. Furthermore, Veblen argues that these values and norms are also essential to the functioning of the capitalist system, as they serve to maintain the unequal distribution of wealth and power. Main idea number 20. The leisure class is driven by a desire for conspicuous leisure, which is the need to demonstrate one's wealth and status through leisure activities. Idea summary. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a desire for conspicuous leisure, which is the need to demonstrate one's wealth and status through leisure activities, and that this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. The leisure class is driven by a desire for conspicuous leisure, which is the need to demonstrate one's wealth and status through leisure activities. According to Thorstein Veblen in his book The Theory of the Leisure Class, this desire is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class. Veblen argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to show off their wealth and status through leisure activities, such as expensive vacations, luxury cars, and designer clothing. This need for conspicuous leisure is a way for the leisure class to maintain their social standing and to differentiate themselves from the lower classes. Furthermore, Veblen argues that this desire for conspicuous leisure is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it encourages them to engage in activities that will further their wealth and status. Veblen also argues that the leisure class is driven by a need to maintain their social standing and to differentiate themselves from the lower classes. This is done through the use of leisure activities that are seen as exclusive and expensive, such as golf, sailing, and horseback riding. These activities are seen as a way to demonstrate one's wealth and status, and thus are a way for the leisure class to maintain their social standing. Furthermore, Veblen argues that this need for conspicuous leisure is a major factor in the functioning of the leisure class, as it encourages them to engage in activities that will further their wealth and status.